I made better life choices because of the musical Into the Woods. My father introduced me to it around 9 years old. Some of my most vibrant memories with him include singing Agony in our living room. It was my first experience understanding that stories are told differently depending on the teller, and it opened my imagination to interpretations of fairy tales outside of Disney. I've been thinking about how Into the Woods gave me a healthy and a challenging outlook on life, song by song, story by story, character by character. Some of these are revelations that the characters themselves had, and some are what the audience understands through their journey. Some were lessons that I immediately put into practice, and some had to wait until I grew older than my 9 years. So the prologue, Into the Woods. I learned that we are all one. All of our stories, our lives, involve one another. No person lives solo in this world, and everyone's choices affect the lives around us. Go after what you want, even if the road is scary and untread. Maybe especially if the road is scary and untread. Then there was something that I didn't realize was true until it happened to me. Pregnancy can really cause you to crave greens, greens, and nothing but greens. And at least until you crave fruit the next day. Don't steal from your neighbor. Seriously. Only female cows will milk. This was definitely a revelation for 9-year-old me. It seems like common sense once you think about it, but I was quite the city mouse. The next song, Hello Little Girl. Kids, it's better to ask your mother why the woods are scary than just take her word for it. Otherwise, one charming wolf is all it takes for you to step off the path. And moms, just talk to your kids about wolves. If all we know is that it's scary, curiosity will win. I guess this is goodbye. Take your moment to say goodbye. It's also interesting to me that this is the only song in the show that doesn't rhyme, which I learned after attending the Into the Woods reunion. And yes, of course, I got all fangirl. I mean, Bernadette Peters, live. Maybe they're magic. You can talk yourself into justifying anything to get what you want, even magic beans. I didn't always heed this advice, even if I privately acknowledged it to myself. Also, little white lies will bite you in the ass one day. I know things now. Oof, okay, where to start? This song is the most influential on my younger self, particularly when it comes to dating. So namely, what I learned from it, bad or weird experiences are just that, experiences. They do not define you. They do change you. Learn from them and move on with your life. Don't beat yourself up over a mistake. Just don't make the same one again. Oh, and if some kindly person saves your life, do offer a great gift of gratitude, especially if you stole their bread earlier that day. A very nice prince. Everyone will always want what they can't have. It's okay to feel iffy about something or someone you thought you wanted. If the reality of your dream isn't what you thought it would be, bail. That is what I wanted Cinderella to do anyway, but I also just have strong feelings about Cinderella in general. First Midnight. I'd probably just have to copy and paste the whole song to explain this one. There's one line that made an impression on me, and it pays off later. The slotted spoon can't hold much soup. Giants in the sky. Okay, so you have to understand that I wanted to be Jack when I was younger. Not just play him on stage, but be him. In many ways, I valued traveling the world because of this one verse. The roof, the house, and your mother at the door. The roof, the house, and the world you never thought to explore. And you think of all the things you've seen, and you wish that you could live in between, and you're back again, only different than before, after the sky. Yes, go and explore the world. Travel to new places, meet new people, but make sure you also know where you came from and what it offers as well. Agony. There's always more to a story than what we think we know. Prince Charming's were so often just set dressing until Beauty and the Beast or Aladdin, with a slight nod to Prince Philip and Disney's Sleeping Beauty for at least having some spunk. And here we discover that sibling competition and bravado has something to do with their choice of brides. Oh yes, and the need for what they can't get. The fact that the wolf and Cinderella's prince are the same actor deepened the lessons I learned, and I know things now. It takes two. Okay, I thought I understood the song at 9, then at 14, then at 20 years old. But it's only since my husband came into my life do I get to live it. Second midnight. Wanting a ball is not wanting a prince. I once learned a friend of mine had been married before we met, and I found it hard to believe. Her sister explained that she wanted a wedding, not a marriage. That concept had never really occurred to me, and it's possible that it's because of this song. Stay with me. Moms are people too. They may overreact sometimes, but it comes from a deep love and fear of being alone, though it may seem borderline obsessive to the daughter. I'm not quite sure how this is affecting my own early motherhood, but I'm sure time will tell. On the steps of the palace. If you're unsure how somebody feels about you or how you feel about somebody, leave a clue. The interesting ones will follow through. Side note, my husband did. Act 1 finale. Enjoy your success and happiness. That was only Act 1. So obviously, Into the Woods had a great effect on me, and that, like I said, was just Act 1. One day, if I feel like doing a deep dive into Act 2, don't worry, you'll hear about it. Thank you very much for joining me on this first episode of Fairy Folk Myth, where we'll discover how stories can affect everyday lives.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.